If your restaurant has slow bathroom drains and grease blockages, call Superior Plumbing and Pipelining. Superior Plumbing and Pipelining's high-pressure sewer jetting and camera inspection of the drains will assure your peace of mind at your restaurant. Request a free estimate at SuperiorPlumbingJacks.com.
We'll have some areas of fog around the area early today, but then we'll break out into plenty of sunshine, a few high thin clouds, and very mild temperatures that by noon will be near 70 degrees and into the mid-70s this afternoon. Yet another beautiful day on what's been a gorgeous week of weather. And pretty nice tonight, a little on the cool side, light sweaters, jackets this evening, but we'll only drop into the low to mid-50s, and that will set us up for a warm start to the weekend. Again, we're continuing to track a cold front that will move across the area, but most of the action with that front, so to speak, will be under the cover of darkness. So a warm day tomorrow, gradual increase in cloudiness, but still a good deal of sun will help push temperatures in the afternoon to near 80 degrees, some of the warmest temperatures we've had in about a week and a half. And then the cold front moves in Saturday night with a band of showers that will move quickly from west to east between about 10 p.m. and 6 o'clock in the morning on Sunday. Rainfall amounts will not be great, averaging just a tenth to a quarter of an inch, but the wind will shift to out of the northwest on Sunday, and it will usher in much cooler air and initially some clouds to begin Sunday, but then we'll clear it out. It'll be breezy, cooler, but really a nice autumn day with afternoon highs in the upper 60s. Then a chilly night Sunday night, and we'll start out the new work week quite mild. Under partly sunny skies, we'll be back to near 70 on Monday and into the mid-70s by Tuesday. Looking ahead to the middle of next week, of course, lots of travel and other plans given Thanksgiving on Thursday. Wednesday, a storm system will be moving into the northeastern part of the country with a mix of precipitation. Most of the bigger cities will have rain, but could have some impacts on travel, air travel. That front extending from that storm system will be down into the Jacksonville area Wednesday afternoon with a few showers, but it doesn't look like a lot of rain, and temperatures don't look to be much cooler behind that front, and the early indications are that Thanksgiving Day will be pretty nice. Under partly sunny skies, low 50s early in the morning, low 70s in the afternoon, a little cooler at the beaches thanks to winds that will likely be coming in off the Atlantic, which, by the way, we'll also have today, meaning cooler temperatures at the beaches this afternoon, but warm all the way to the coast tomorrow because the winds will be offshore. So for travel weather this weekend, we have the front coming through with a few showers Saturday night, but overall travel weather within a day's drive of Jacksonville Saturday and Sunday look to be really pretty decent. And then by the big travel day on Wednesday, we'll be watching the storm system moving into the northeastern part of the country, some snow for the Great Lakes, some rain for parts of New England and the mid-Atlantic, but it doesn't look like a horrific storm, but there may be a few delays that develop, and also there'll be another system with some rain on the west coast with snow in the higher elevations, and in between plenty of sunshine across the middle part of the country for Wednesday, and we'll have just a couple of showers for Jacksonville on Wednesday. In the tropics, we have still Sebastian now moving into the eastern Atlantic and accelerating to the northeast. It'll lose its tropical characteristics over the next day or two, and that'll be it for Sebastian, and hopefully that'll be it for the hurricane season. It's the last day of the hurricane season, 1 week from tomorrow on Saturday, November 30th. With all your weather all the time, have a great and safe weekend. I'm Chief Meteorologist Mike Burrish from the CBS 47 at Fox 30 Action News Jack's First Alert Weather Center for News 104.5. WOKV.
Shopify helps you sell at every stage of your business. Like that, let's put it online and see what happens stage.
And the site is live.
That we opened a store and need a fast checkout stage.
Thanks. You're all set.
That count it up and ship it around the globe stage.
This one's going to Thailand.
And that, wait, did we just hit a million orders stage? Whatever your stage, businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for your $1 a month trial at shopify.com/listen.